Hello, fellow runners. Welcome to The Law of Running, the first and only podcast that helps runners understand their legal rights. I'm attorney and runner Steve Eggergard. Recently, I've been exploring some new routes. Most of them are pretty close to home, but they're new to me nonetheless. It is a great time to go exploring, to go where we haven't gone before, to go where others are not running in large numbers, so each of us can do what we can do to help cut down on the possibility of virus transmission. It's a bit of a positive in an otherwise negative situation, but a potential downside to exploring these new areas is straying into areas where we're not welcome, straying onto private property, facing the possibility we might become trespassers. So what are our legal rights when we're on private property? Can we go there? It's a common question for runners and a common dilemma we face even when there is no pandemic. So over the next few episodes and in some upcoming blog posts, I'm going to explore this topic, the topic of when runners become trespassers or when we're not trespassers, and what our legal rights are when it comes to running on private property. Now, before I get into some specifics, here is a short answer to the question of whether we can run on private property. The short answer is maybe. It's not the answer you wanted to hear. I get that. But the truth is, trespassing law is not straightforward, not as straightforward as you think it might be, particularly when it comes to runners. Now, if you own private property, your reaction might be, now, wait a minute, we have a right to exclude whoever we want to. That's what makes private property private. It's my legal right to keep people out. You're correct. I get it. I own a home. It's my choice as to who gets to come inside. But I do so with doors and locks. They are indications that I want to keep people out. Now, personally, I don't have a fence around my yard, but some of us do, and it's our right to have that fence. Some of us have signs that say no solicitors and things like that. But when there are no signs, no fences, when somebody goes onto private property, that person does not automatically become a trespasser. Think about it for a minute. Door-to-door solicitors, people who are out selling stuff, maybe getting signatures for a petition, going door-to-door for political candidates, they are not trespassing merely by knocking on my door. That is, unless I have a tall fence or a sign that says no solicitation, then things are different and the visitor is on notice at that point that I consider her or him to be a trespasser. Now, the same theory applies to us when we're out running. Look for signs, look for fences. Signs and fences are two of the three methods the laws say property owners can and should use to let us know we're not welcome. I'll get to the third method in a bit, but first let's focus on signs and fences. Some of the law is pretty straightforward. When you see a sign that says keep out or no trespassing, it means what it says. We're on notice that we are not welcome and we need to stay away. Keep out, don't trespass. It's as simple as that. Read the language carefully because landowners can be selective on who they allow onto their property and for what purpose. You've probably seen signs that say no hunting. Well, that does not necessarily make hiking off limits or running. Theoretically, a landowner could post a sign that says no running. I'm still looking for such a sign. I sort of collect photos of signs like this. So if you have one, take a picture or let me know. I'd love to see it. I have not seen a no running allowed sign yet. As for fences, if you encounter a fence that's taller than you are, don't climb it. That much is obvious. Obey the signs. Don't scale fences. You got it, right? But if you have run outdoors with any frequency, you know there are gray areas on this topic. Sometimes fences are more decorative than protective, or there might be a fence around land, but there's an open gate, or there might be gaps in the fence line. As for signs, there might be signs that say private property or private drive, but they don't go to that next step of saying keep out or no trespassing. So what do you do? Well, here's where it helps to know a little bit about legal theory, to understand what your rights are when you're out running, to make sure that you're respecting a private landowner's rights. And here is the basic legal theory underlying the law of trespassing. With the right to exclude us comes the responsibility of the landowner to let us know we are not welcome. Rights and responsibilities. Let's focus on this for a minute. Tall fences and keep out signs carry a pretty clear message, and the laws will tilt in the landowner's favor. The property owner has taken on the responsibility of letting us know we need to stay away and we need to respect the landowner's right. Shorter fences and signs without clear directives fall in a gray area, and judges and juries might look at things from our perspective on the theory that the landowner has not unambiguously assumed the responsibility of letting us know we are not welcome. In that instance, the landowner has not let us know he or she intends to enforce a legal right. In those situations, sometimes the law is going to give us the benefit of the doubt, even when we have run on private property. And this is where the third method kicks in. The third way landowners can let us know we are not welcome. It happens when they tell us. So even if the signs are not clear, even if the fence is short or has a gap in it, if a property owner or a police officer on behalf of a property owner tells us to leave, we need to leave. No one wants to have an uncomfortable situation with a landowner or an officer, but here is the good news. Generally, following a directive to leave will prevent us from becoming a trespasser under the law. That's because under the law, usually we cannot be legally liable without knowing that what we are doing is wrong. Holding us legally responsible for something we didn't know was wrong, it's just unfair. And believe it or not, the legal system tries to be as fair as possible. We get fair warning when we're told to leave or when there are clear signs or tall fences, but without fair warning, it would be unfair to label us as trespassers. A specific example might help bring this legal concept to life for runners. Consider golf courses for a minute. They can be great places to run. Some are public, some are private, and for even the public ones, runners are not welcome to run there when the courses are filled with golfers. That's obvious. And public property can be off limits a lot of the time, too. And I'll address our rights on public property in future episodes, or you can check out my book, The Law of Running. But I mention golf courses not only because they're good places to run, but also because a lot of them are not encircled with fences, or the ones that are encircled with fences might not be encircled all the way around. It costs a lot to surround an 18-hole golf course with a fence. Now, for sure, there are some really exclusive country clubs with some serious fences. I've seen them. The tall fences built with brick, they mean business. Take that as a sign, even though it's a fence, that you're not welcome. I've run by some of these golf courses, and let me tell you, I keep out. I don't go in and run there. But in the areas where I run most of the time, if I encounter a golf course and it has a fence, and that's a big if, the fence usually is made of wire, has gaps in it, maybe an open gate here and there. It doesn't encircle the entire 18-hole course. Can I run there? Well, obviously not if the course is open and filled with golfers. The purposes of the golf course is for golfing. Even without fences and signs, in that instance, the law would probably tilt in the golf course's favor. I'm ignoring the obvious in that instance. But the law looks at things from our perspective a lot of the time, and running on a golf course on times when it's not a busy Saturday afternoon, it's a different situation. And what about in the off season or during a pandemic when the course is closed? In that instance, these days, be on the lookout for signs first and foremost. The course might have signs that say no trespassing or keep out, but without signs, without fences, the possibility we'd be labeled as a trespasser for running there is lessened. Now, make sure if you know the course is open, that changes things. But in this situation, when some courses are closed or during the off season, the law is going to look at things from our perspective sometimes. Now, careful. I can't say with absolute certainty we'd not be a trespasser. but the chances are fewer when the course is not open, and they're about the same as a door-to-door solicitor at our home being labeled as a trespasser when we have no fence or sign to tell them to stay away. But just like, think again about what happens at home. If I tell a solicitor to leave, she has to leave. The same situation would apply in a golf course. If a course ranger drives out in a golf cart to confront us, or they've called police to say, hey, there's a runner on the property, we don't want her there, we need to leave. Then in that instance, the landowner has fulfilled the legal responsibility of enforcing the right to exclude us, and we could become a trespasser. Now, golf courses are but one example of the many situations that we might face as runners when we're out and trying to figure out whether property is public or private and whether we have a right to run there. I'll give some more context in upcoming podcasts and blog posts. But trespassing law is an interesting area of law, and I can't sum it up in one episode. And it's an area of law that all runners should know a little bit about, at least runners who run outside most of the time. So in future episodes, I'll talk more about trespassing law and the potential penalties that we face if we're found to be trespassers. But I'll stop for now. I'll leave you with these tips to avoid becoming a trespasser. Look for signs, look for fences, and if you're asked to leave, leave. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. I have a blog too at lawofrunning.com, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter, so go there for more content and a link to where you can order my book of the same name, The Law of Running. Thanks to Kabbalistic Village for the theme music. Visit composer Menachem Engel's page on SoundCloud. A last word with a legal disclaimer. I am not giving you legal advice, and I cannot give you legal advice because the laws are different in every state and nation. If you need legal help, reach out to a lawyer in your area who knows the law in your area best and is in the best position to help you in your particular situation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Steve Aggregard, and this is The Law of Running.